somebody today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, I should mention that it is Thanksgiving Day weekend, so just to let y'all know that when we say we're live, we're live. We're here taking your calls for the remainder of this hour about anything, and we go back to Cody, who's been waiting patiently, and he was listening to WFLA in Florida, but unfortunately they don't carry our third hour, so nobody can hear you in Tampa at this point, Cody.
But you're still that's on. All right.
We can still have the discussion, and you wanted to call and talk about anarchy and religion. Now, I personally don't like the term anarchy. I like the idea of the free marketplace. I think anarchy connotates a lack of rules, and I'm all in favor of rules. I think private property owners should be able to set whatever rules they want to on their own private property. But all that aside, let's talk about what you called it.
Well, Cody, before you go on, I'd like to point out we're on 30-something radio stations right now. We just don't happen to be on in Tampa.
In Tampa, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. But, well, you know, the kind of anarchy I more have gotten fascinated with is the idea of not no rules, but no ruler. Now you're getting the conundrum of who enforces what, but I think it's up to, you know, like a collective, I'm saying collective sounds so communist, but, you know, like just a group of people saying, okay, this is what we choose to agree to. If you don't want to abide by those rules, then you leave the group or whatever the case may be. But I just ran into, I came across a great book called Christianity and Anarchy. It's written by a French, actually, pastor named Jacques Ellul or something like that. It was really fascinating. And it was just basically setting down at a precedent that the idea of Christianity, like what was going on, was a total shunning of the Roman government at the time. Like even at the time the government was having, Rome was having such problems because such mass conversions were happening of like their magistrates and their military officers, and they no longer could operate in their system. You know, they no longer could do that, and so they would leave, and it was almost this animosity was building up because they were like, you know, I can't enforce your laws, or I can't, you know, preach Rome, I guess, so to speak, and I can't preach it. It was almost like what caused the failure of it, but I find that
essentially
a lot of,
they were saying that their laws were incompatible with their religious beliefs.
Well, it was like the freedom that they operated in, that this idea of this hierarchy, which is what's kind of interesting, is not many people talk about Christianity, is the fact that you got the, you know, if you adhere to that religion, that you got this man who is supposedly God's son, who has come down to our level. So he's a totally eradicated hierarchy. He hadn't set up and said, hey, I'm God, listen to me, this is it. I mean, he even showed himself to be a servant first, even lower than themselves when he washed their feet. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. And I have that's why I was, like I told you, I was a reverend. Well, I still am, but I just never could get wrapped up into the politics of church, because you get somebody who, I gave X amount of dollars in tithes, so I want you to play this song at church.
Yeah.
And it just totally gave me a bad taste in my mouth, you know.
Cody, first I'd like to say, if I was a reverend and somebody gave X amount of dollars, I'd play their song.
It was just stupid quabbling, and then you get church splits, and then they end up making, when they have a church split, then they develop a whole other institution, another denomination, and then so you got the Baptists versus the Pentecostals versus the Methodists, and they're all pointing fingers at who, this, that, and the other. I'm like, where's the unity?
We call that a schism where I come from. Now, I'd like to make the point, Cody, that I think that that it's an extraordinarily strong position to say, you know, to mix Christianity and sort of a no ruler situation, because when you can say, look, the only one who rules me is God, and he's got no rules for you and your taxi cab ordinance crap or whatever silly ordinance that the city or town or state or federal government comes up with. Now, I think that's an extraordinarily strong position, and many people that I know that are no government types, I am not, I'm the small government type, but no government types take it, and I think it's a great position. The Christian anarchist calls into this show, and there are many people that would describe themselves in the same way. Now, as far as faith goes, I'm sorry, Cody, I can't go for the Christian thing. I think some of it's really cool, but yeah, I'd fall into the probably new agey kind of category. I myself
am a pantheist.
Yeah, I adhere to new thought is the terminology for the religion.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe. So I think what I think is amazing is that you know so much about this stuff, and that so many young men and women out there are learning about the ideas of liberty and the ideas of freedom and educating themselves on it, and their parents don't have any idea what they're talking about. It's so funny to hear the oldsters call in on this show and I can't believe what are you talking? We'll have anarchy if you
this
don't.
This is a free country.
If you leave a couch on your front lawn, well, this is a country of laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
It's really, you know, I kind of philosophical, as far as my faith goes, lately I've been adhering to, I don't know if you've heard of this, called the Emerging Church.
No.
It's kind of headed up by a guy by the name of Rob Bell. He's really, really interesting. He incorporates, like, I saw one, like, kind of, I don't even call them sermons, they're more like speaking engagements. He doesn't even preach, like, from the Bible as far as, like, I know that sounds weird, but he just has everything memorized. It's very it incorporates like quantum mechanics, quantum physics. I know a lot of people are into that, what the bleep do you know?
Yeah.
Just going into this and it's like, hey, there's other things out there and it's okay to question. And we question everything. You know, Christians are like, okay, drinking's wrong. Well, that may be. Let's sit down and have a dialogue about it, because dialogue is shut down in faith. Dialogue, this is the way it is. And when I started getting real suspicious about it, like, I'm very active in my faith. I had a conversion moment. But at the same time, man, I wrote this blog once. It was about how I thought the church's mascot should be a water molecule. You know, they can operate gas, liquid, and solid. Oftentimes, they operate the solid, like ice. You know, the cold and frigid, and nobody likes it. The water can take on any shape of the vessel that it's carried in. You know, and just be adaptive. You know,
it sounds like the traditionalists would not like you very much in their church.
No, they don't. It's kind of funny. My background is very traditionalist, but luckily I'm surrounded by good people who will listen to me and they don't just shut me off or try to excommunicate me or anything.
So let me see if I'm understanding you right. You're saying there's some sort of division of Christianity that has embraced the idea of quantum mechanics and the concept. I mean, for those that don't understand, and I don't claim to understand much about quantum mechanics, but I do know they've made some interesting observations about the world around us. And one of those things is, and I know there's a term for it, and it's escaping me at the moment, but essentially the idea that when you're looking at things on a molecular or atomic level, or whatever, and you want to predict what's going to happen. Apparently nothing actually happens until you look for what it was you wanted to see.
The mere act of observation changes the outcome.
Correct. So your intention to see is actually essentially creating the universe. What it is that you want to happen is actually what's happening, and it's some evidence, I think, that there's something to be said for the whole idea of the law of attraction, for instance, the idea that like attracts like.
You know, there's things, and my problem is like, I'm sorry, I'm outside.
Sure.
My problem is that, you know, we have always followed, we're taught this, like, Newtonian thought, like A plus B equals C. So, God, if you do X, Y, and Z, this is what's going to happen to you. And it's not that way. People come from different backgrounds. They come from different perspectives. To even understand Christianity, you have to understand Judaism, which most Christians are like, oh, you don't even need to know the Old Testament or what was going on. I mean, Christ was a Jew. So you need to understand the cultures of the time to even understand half the stuff he's saying and what it means. And when he really started to get into that, man, it is profound. It is so liberating. I don't even care if people want to adhere to it as a religion. Look at it as a philosophy. It's not a bad way to live.
Cody, this is what I find so interesting about Christianity today, is Jesus came to, and this is, it's something new I've been working with, and people who have been listening to the show recently have heard it, but the idea that Jesus came to do away with guys like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and fellas like that, and he came to hang out with the sinners. And
exactly.
He said that if you're without sin, you cast the first stone. This is
exactly
the kind of guy that would not vote to keep a porn store out of his neighborhood. He would say those people need to come to God in their time. These Christians that go out there and they vote for all kinds of restrictive rules against prostitution and pornography and all that stuff, these aren't real Christians. These are the kind of people that Christ came to do away with.
I think Cody's one of the real Christians. Christians out there. You're one of the kinds of people. You're one of the Christians I would want to spend time with, and I would like to call a friend. And I think you'd fit in really well up here in New Hampshire if you were interested in the Free State Project. I thank you for the call tonight, Cody. Appreciate hearing from you. In fact, I'll tell you a little more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to check out the Free State Project. We mentioned it just a few moments ago. It is a wonderful organization that is encouraging people who love liberty to move to New Hampshire to get active for freedom so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it's working. It's happening. People, hundreds of people have moved here already. Mark, you and I, we're just two of them. And there's all kinds of activism going on, everything from the political realm, people running for office, reading legislation, making recommendations on how legislators should vote. There's also civil disobedience that's happening. There's non-cooperation. There's a massive amount of media that's being generated here. There's just so much to do, so much activism, and it's so exciting. It was one thing to listen to Free Talk Live talk about it and to sort of promote the activism that's going on and have the activists on the air to talk about those things. It's one thing to hear it happening, but it's another thing to actually be here and experience some of it. And you'll have that opportunity in, I mean, of course, you can come up here anytime you want, but you'll have a great opportunity in early March, March 5th through the 8th. You can come up for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's a weekend-long convention-style atmosphere. It's taking place in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is a really nice little city at the southern end of New Hampshire, where it'll be all weekend long. We'll be in a hotel. There's going to be panels, panel discussions, going to be liberty-oriented superstars that'll be in attendance, like Glenn Jacobs, you know? Kane from the WWE, he's going to be there speaking this year. Dr. Mary Ruart, I'm a huge fan of Dr. Mary Ruart. She wrote Healing Our World, which is one of my favorite Liberty books.
As am I.
She is going to be there. And there's just a whole list of people that are from a variety of different interests, of subgroups in the Liberty movement will be speaking, panel discussions, social occasions, dinners, networking, parties after hours. You should be there if you love freedom, if you love liberty, and you want to see what this Free State Project thing is all about. Come on up to the Liberty Forum. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And get registered. Early bird pricing is still in effect because all of the speakers have not yet been announced. Once they announce all the speakers, you can expect that early bird price to go away. So you can get it for $199 for the entire weekend. Of course, that doesn't include your traveling costs. It's just for the convention. So $199, you can get 10% off that price if you use our discount code, 2009FTL. That's 2009. FTL, that'll give you 10% off, and you get all the full list of speakers and all the details over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Oh, I should add, we're going to be broadcasting live for the entire thing, so looking forward to seeing you there. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to Bill, listening to WXNT, waiting very patiently. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
What about the poor guy who was giving away I got about three things to cover real quick if I could.
Sure.
The flowers in the park. If they're going to give him a hard time, then let's give the people who ring the bell for the Salvation Army a hard time. You know, they're wanting to solicit money and panhandle for money, aren't they?
Well, I don't think we should give any of them any hard times, personally.
No, I'm alone. Just saying, to be consistent.
He's saying they should be consistent in their tyranny.
Well, yeah, I'm on your side. Totally.
Yeah, let's crucify Santa Claus while we're at it.
Yeah, well, what about, I think Larry said something about the prostitutes. Supposedly, it's illegal to charge for it, but now are they going to start arresting the girls that give it away?
Nope. If you give it away, you're just going to get dirty looks from the ladies.
Well, we got to arrest those girls because they're giving it away, just like the cab driver who's giving away the free rides. Are they going to arrest me for donating food to the food pantry?
It's just crazy, isn't it, Bill?
It is a sick world.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that'll be it. Oh,
thanks.
Yes,
one more. Go ahead.
Oh, about Ian and then going to jail. I'm on your side. It's not worth 93 days. But I would have just moved my couch to the backyard is what I would have done. Have a good night.
They would have come back after me, and I'd have ended up in another jail cell. So I'm not quite ready to make that move at this point, but I appreciate the support, and I thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yep, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone call. Steve, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking if a hitchhiker gets a ride by a trucker on the interstate, I mean, who's at fault? The one soliciting or the one who picked the person up?
I think that the bureaucrats would decide that whoever they felt had the most money. All they are is leeches, blood-sucking leeches.
Parasites, yep.
So if you look at the 72-year-old taxi cab driver, if somebody is soliciting a ride or he is soliciting a service, I mean, you know, is the point to that?
Is what? I'm sorry, you cut out just a moment there. Is there a point? Uh-oh. We're losing his cell phone. Let's put Steve back on hold. I want to find out what his question is. Hopefully his cell phone will clear up. In the meantime, we'll go across the pond to the UK, where ABZ is waiting for us. Hello, ABZ. He's gone. Let's try instead Jason in Florida. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, Jason. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just checking up on you, see how you're doing. I haven't talked to you in quite some time.
Is this Jason, our former co-host?
It is, in fact, Jason, the former co-host.
Jason, it's good to hear from you. I've left you the occasional message over the past couple of years, but you've never called me back. It's made me sad.
Yeah, I don't check my voicemail too often. By the time I do, it's way too late.
Oh, it's never too late to call me back, man. It would have been, always been nice to hear from you. So what's happening, dude? You still in Orlando?
Still in Orlando. You know, still keeping the dream alive.
Whatever that means.
What dream are you keeping alive?
The dream of survival, I suppose.
I know our listeners miss you, man. We still get you know, the occasional post on the BBS.
One of the favorite hosts ever.
Man, that's true.
I don't believe that for a moment.
No, it's
true. Oh, it's true. Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many promos I have you in it.
The show isn't funny anymore without you.
Oh, shucks. Yes.
So when are you getting up here? I mean, you're still a Free State Project member. What's going on? I mean, you got to get up here. This is where all the action is. You can work in a restaurant up here if you want.
You know, this is all true. I was thinking, though, we don't have too many libertarians down here in Orlando. As a matter
That's
of fact,
true.
It's pretty liberal. I actually live with two Democrats and a communist. And bad times all around.
You know, if I have to pick between Democrats and Republicans, I always seem to end up with Democrats. I don't know. Maybe I just something about them I like a little more.
They're just less law and order types. I mean, they're not as...
I don't think you can draw any conclusions at all. It just seems like that's where I end up.
I don't know. I think it's probably because the ideas on the social issues, they tend to be friendlier.
Yeah.
You think the girls are just easier?
No, well, that might be true.
Damn straight.
They're hotter, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially down in Florida. It's nice. I mean... Got your girls all bundled up there in North Carolina.
You would be surprised. You'd be
they
shocked.
They try their very, very hardest to show skin.
Right. We live in a college town here in Keene, and if it's freezing cold out, you'll see girls wearing as little as they possibly can and, you know, hurrying across the streets and things like that. They'll really go out of their way to show as much skin as possible, even though it's cold. You'd be surprised. So your phone number's still the same, so if I wanted to call you, like, after the show, I could do that.
You could definitely do that.
All right, good hearing from
it's
you.
Nice
dude.
To hear from you.
Thanks for the call.
Totally.
Jason, you can go and see him on our wiki. He's a former co-host.
Yep.
And you can hear him in some of our promos, and hopefully we'll have him back on the air someday when he gets his butt up here to New Hampshire. More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful 5-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Thanksgiving Day weekend edition of the program. We're here every Saturday giving you live programming and taking your calls about anything. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about over there on the Free Talk Live BBS, and it's all for free. So head over and enjoy on us at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over to PrivacyHarbor.com and get a free account today. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
All right. We're going to go right back into your phone calls here. I'm going to try Steve again. Steve, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Your cell phone was kind of crapping out on us the last segment, and I didn't want to dump you off the line or anything. I wanted to see if we could rescue you, and here you are. So you're back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. AT&T sucks. So.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
What were you trying to get out there? Go ahead and just kind of recap and start over.
Basically, if you're a hitchhiker on the highway and you're soliciting a ride and a trucker picks you up, I mean, is there a law against offering a ride to a hitchhiker, or is there a law saying you can't solicit a ride?
Apparently, there's a law against...
Probably somewhere.
apparently, the problem in, at least in Aspen, is that in a lot of places, there's a law that says you can't take money for giving people rides.
Well, I mean, the guy... you know, the guy picks me up on the interstate and he takes me 90 miles or whatever the point may be. And it's like, hey, dude, here's gas money.
Yep. Apparently that's illegal. There was a man down in Miami who was arrested for taking a woman from the grocery store to her home. Apparently the police were actually doing a sting operation, so the woman was working for the cops. You know, they apparently don't have any real criminals to go after, so they busy their time going after prostitutes and drug users and people giving people rides home.
Well, you remember there was a guy that got arrested. He was out of school. And he had already picked up his son. There was a girl standing out in the rain, so he just opened the hatch of his SUV and said, just stand under there, and that way when your ride comes, and he got arrested.
You know, they're not interested in going after real crime. All they want is to just extract money and obedience from people. That's all that the state is really about. Occasionally they'll pick up a real criminal, I guess just because, but all they want to do is extract our money from us, don't they?
Yeah, that's true, because at this point in time, down in Charleston, they've decided to up the illegal parking fee from $8 to $14.
Nice.
Well, that's because they're not getting as much revenue from the property owners because property values have diminished.
Right, and they'll never cut their budget.
They were getting used to raising the county budget by X numbers each year because property values were shooting up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so you're going to see more of this, too, as cities become more desperate for cash because of that situation you described, Mark. They're going to start doing more of this kind of
pettiness. I expect shortly they'll be sending out police officers to take lunch money from kids at the school.
That's right.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Steve?
One more thing. I was a guy in Miami who couldn't hear hour three.
I guess, yeah, Miami also doesn't carry hour three.
Yeah, Miami and Tampa.
Miami and Tampa are only with us for the first 2 hours. Go ahead.
But what you could do is, I mean, for me, I can stream. I can audio stream you guys.
Oh, yeah.
94.3WSC.com, and I can pick you up.
You can.
I can still communicate with you.
I think that's fantastic.
And do you guys offer that service?
Oh, we have streaming on our website, sure. But if you're in a local area, you should certainly listen through your local station stream if they've got it. And WSC, as you say, does have all 3 hours of the Saturday show.
Right. WSC, one of the ways that they pay the bills is by advertising local clients. It's not like you get more content by listening on our site. So you'll get to hear, commercials from the local area.
But I should point out that we do have a weekday show that WSC does not yet carry. So if you want to listen to us during the week.
And I've heard you talk about it. And I wish they would.
Call him up. Call Keith. He's the program director there. Tell him thanks.
Oh, my God. You know Keith Malnick?
Oh, Keith's a great guy. He likes this show.
Oh,
that's why
really?
He puts on. Yeah.
Okay. I talk with Keith probably three or four times a week.
Just call him up. And this applies to anybody listening on the radio. And I thank you, Steve, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. This applies to anybody listening
on
the radio.
Keith's tired of hearing from you if you talk to him three or four times a week.
He probably calls his morning show. Keith's one of the guests. One of the personalities on the morning show there. And actually, he listens as often as he can. He's listening on Saturdays.
I did program directing for a station, among other duties, and I had no problem ever listening to my audience call in about what
absolutely.
I was
just
kidding.
When you get somebody calling, if you're a program director and you get somebody calling you with something constructive and something positive to say about the station, that's got to be a breath of fresh air because normally you're used to hearing from the angry listeners.
What did you say on the radio this morning? I couldn't believe my ears. I couldn't believe I heard someone say damn it on the radio.
Well, my favorite part is when they'll call and they say, I'm having trouble picking up the station. Could you turn up the power? look, only the FCC and God has any kind of control over how much I broadcast at. It's the weather. What can I tell you? I broadcast at whatever many watts because that's what I'm told I'm allowed to broadcast at. I can't turn it up for you as much as I'd like to because my family would go to jail.
Yeah, I'll turn up the transmitter if you'll agree to come down here and stand in front of the front door when the FCC is trying to kick it in. That would put a stop to the FCC if a bunch of angry listeners were out front of a radio station and they, were sort of creating a crowd and preventing the FCC enforcers from getting to the transmitter shack. That would probably put a stop to their enforcement activities.
Yeah, most of the stations, their daytime power is so, they're so underpowered during the daytime. It doesn't matter. At nighttime, these things will travel and skip and all that other stuff, but during the daytime, it's not that big of a deal. They can have their power, in a lot of cases, significantly more.
So what I wanted to get to there was to encourage our radio listeners that are only getting the Saturday show To call up their local program directors, call the station, find out who the program director is if you don't already know, and then tell them thank you. You gotta butter them up a little bit. Tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live, or what amount of Free Talk Live they do air, and then ask them for the weekday show, or ask them to expand out. Like if they're only carrying a couple hours of the Saturday show, ask them to take all three. And you'd be surprised. I mean, they're not going to do it next week, but the more people they hear from and the more often they hear, they're going to make a change eventually. And plus, all those old guys are going to croak someday. I mean, Michael Savage, he's going to have a heart attack. Bruce Williams is probably going to die on the air. Who else do we have?
Bruce is hanging in there. God bless him.
I'm just trying to go down the list of who's at nights
Rusty
in
Humphreys.
Rusty, I guess he's competition. He's pretty young,
Lars,
so he'll be around.
Larson?
Lars, he's not much competition. We probably have more affiliates than Lars does at this point, but he's got big markets. So the point is, getting your opinion in front of these program directors does make a difference, and it helps them know what people like and what they don't like. So give them a call and tell them thanks and ask them for more Free Talk Live. 800. And if you don't get the weekday show on your local station, it's okay to listen to our streams. But if you've got a local station that's airing the show, listen on their, you know, listen to them, whether it's on air or on their stream, because it's important to support those local advertisers, because that's the lifeblood of that radio station. If that radio station doesn't have those local advertisers, they go off the air or they change formats to music, and then Free Talk Live is gone. So it's always important to support your local radio affiliates.
When you go to those advertisers, mention the radio station, mention the radio show to those advertisers.
Yeah.
And not the gal behind the cash register, unless the gal owns the store.
Yeah.
You talk to the manager. Talk to the owner of the store. Because many times it's smaller businesses that are advertising locally. And if you tell them, look, I love this show and I love this station, that goes a long way. They think about that the next time they're buying ads, and they mention it to their salespeople. The salespeople mention it to the managers and the program directors. Word gets around.
All right, 800-259-9231. Oh, one more thing. Probably not very likely, but if you are a business owner and you want to advertise on your local station to support Free Talk Live, that would be a really great way to get the weekday show on. If they're only taking the Saturday show and you came in and said, yeah, I'd like to advertise, but only if you run them 6 days a week. And if they don't have money coming in for their evening show, which they probably don't, like 99% of stations.
Suddenly it looks a lot more attractive.
Yeah, 99% of stations sell the daytime stuff, not the overnight stuff. They just throw that in, or the nighttime stuff. So if you come to them with like $500 a month, that might be enough to make them make a change. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Even in these remaining moments, we will slip your call in. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The holidays are right around the corner.
the crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. We'll get you in if you dial toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them all on us. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a lot of different options there. It's just an entire page full of a variety of different ways in which you can help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the country and around the world. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com and see if you can help us. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Paula.
I've been listening to you guys. I mean, what is happening to this gentleman out there? This is just totally sick.
You're talking about the taxi driver,
yeah.
The man giving free rides,
yeah,
in his car and not,
yeah,
charging and possibly facing 5 years in prison?
Well, the thing is, I'm sure it's what's happening is the people are offering him the money.
They are, because he's,
yeah,
doing them a favor, and they're,
that's
just
right,
offering him a little contribution.
Well, you know what I'd do? I would tell, when I go into the judge's chambers, I would tell him right to his face, if anybody offers you a ride anywhere and you offer them any money for gas, you're going to court. I would,
yeah,
turn right to his face.
I don't know if the judge would really care that much, but...
Well, the thing is, I mean, what they're doing is stupid. I mean, he's doing a wonderful thing. And, I mean...
And yes, he is.
It sounds like he has a lot of love in his heart. And, I mean, he's sounds like God's child. And, I mean, it's just... This is just totally ridiculous. And, I mean, I think people need to call up there. And, I mean, just raise Cain about this.
That's not a bad idea. That's something people could do is...
I'm going to.
Call, I don't know, who would you call, I guess,
the
in
Aspen,
this case.
If it's happening in Aspen, Colorado,
yeah,
you call the Aspen Sheriff Department.
The sheriff? What about the regulatory,
yeah,
agency? Should you call them? Should you call the city councilors? I mean, who's the prosecutor?
No, it's already, you know, charge been brought. You'd have to go through the legal system, you know, and then, you know, people could call the courthouse.
That's a good,
know,
constructive suggestion, Paula.
Thank
I
you,
appreciate
Paula.
That.
I do this to help people all the time, and I mean, it's just, this is just ludicrous. Like, remember those children that were taken away from their families out there in Texas?
I appreciate you calling and getting those kids back to their families, Paula.
I tell you what, hon, I sent some information to them because they didn't know who they were. And I got a hold of Jackson Lee. I sent her some information.
I don't know who that is, but I can tell you that
Jackson
you probably made
Lee,
a difference.
It's a Texas representative, okay?
You probably made a difference, Paula. I mean, people picking up their phone and doing something makes a difference. People sitting back and saying, well, let's let someone else take care of that.
Yeah, and there's something else that people need to do, too. I don't know if you've heard about this, but our female troops are being raped by Blackwater. And they're raping them 25 every 30 days.
But they're busy.
There was one lady that was, like, locked up in some sort of a container, like a cargo container, and she was raped. I remember that story. And they basically brush it under the rug as much as they possibly can.
Well, it's not being brushed under the rug. I've already got a hold of Representative. They're already writing something up. And
well, you nail them to the wall on this one, Paula, and I thank you for the call tonight.
People need to start raising Cain. I mean, you're just sitting back and doing nothing.
That's what they – it's easy to do nothing. And that's it's a situation – and I thank you for the call. It's a situation we're in today. It's easy for people to not speak up. It's comfortable to not speak up and to not speak out because, well, if you speak up and you're too loud, they might target you. I mean, people are frequently concerned about me and this show and you, Mark, being targeted by the government people for taking unpopular positions, for taking pro-freedom positions. They're worried the SWAT team's going to kick in the door here. And if I had the same concerns, I wouldn't be doing the show. But I do understand their concerns. I understand because you see the news all the time of the tyranny just on the rise in this country. People who have not harmed another person being thrown in prison cells on a regular basis, other people making excuses or apologizing for it, and then just sitting back and doing nothing. And the people that are concerned about it, they might feel that there's something wrong. They might understand that there's something inherently wrong with the society that we live in. And even if they can identify what the problem is, and the problem is government, even if they can identify what the problem is, they're not willing to do anything about it, because if they were to do something, they'd be taking a risk. And people are risk averse.
Yeah.
They're taught to be risk averse by government schools. They're taught to take it easy. They're taught to go through the system, go to college, get a college education, get a job, and then stick with that job for your entire life so you'll have security. You'll get a paycheck when you're all retired. Mommy government will take care of you with the Social Security checks, and everything's going
to be just fine.
If you
don't like something the government's doing, go talk to your legislator. They'll fix it for you, just like they did the big bank bailout here recently.
Oh, yeah, they really listen to their constituents on that one. They're really listening to what you have to say. They really care about what you think. So even the people that have tried sort of to use the system to get some changes happening, they've come to the conclusion that it's a waste of time. Why bother calling Congress when they clearly are going to just go and do whatever it is that they want to do? Why bother running for office when the people who are incumbents have a tremendous advantage? Why bother voting for the other party when we've got proof that both parties are essentially two sides of the same coin, and they both just want to rule over people's lives? Why bother with anything? Why not just keep your head down, don't make any waves, don't speak out, don't upset your family members, don't upset your friends, don't upset your coworkers, don't let them know how you feel about freedom. You just keep quiet and enjoy your nice little trinkets until you die. That's the situation we have today.
First they came for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. And this is how the poem from Reverend Martin Niemöller goes.
He was a pastor, but yes.
Pastor, excuse me. And essentially the same thing. And you know how it ends up with the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Jews, and then
first they come for the drug dealers, and then they come for the Muslims, and then they come for the immigrants.
And don't forget the taxi drivers without licenses.
And the taxi drivers and the prostitutes.
And the people with things in their lawns.
Right.
You know,
and
the
then
fact
it's
is,
you, my friend. You're next.
One day someone comes for you, and there's no one left to stand up for you.
Well, they might be left, but they're too damn afraid.
Well,
they understand.
Why the hell should they stand up?
They'll be targeted.
All these people out here, they don't stand up. They
right,
don't do anything.
Right. They can't expect anybody to stand up for them, so why should they put their butts on the line and take that risk?
Won't pick up a telephone call, phone and make a telephone call.
No. It's much easier to keep your head down, keep quiet, and keep your fingers crossed, right? Keep your fingers crossed and just hope. Hope, and if you have a God that you pray to, pray and hope. that they don't target you next, that the government agents don't decide that your business is now illegal, or the way you're doing business is now illegal, or something about your property is now illegal, or it's always been illegal, but they just now noticed it, or that they don't like who you're associating with, or whatever it is that their problem is. Maybe you did actually run for office, and you found out that when you run for office, you get targeted for retaliation by the people that are already in charge. Maybe you found out that the entirety of the process of working within the system is completely distasteful and, in fact, dangerous to your business. There have been stories about business owners who have gotten into a political race and then all of a sudden have found that the health department or some other government bureaucracy has taken an unusual interest in regulating their business all of a sudden. Whereas before, they paid their bribes and they were okay with the state, right? Because that's what these are. That's what regulations are, essentially, is you're bribing the state government people to leave you alone. So if the taxi cab guy that we started the show talking about, this nice old man giving people rides for free, if he'd started out by giving the city a bribe, if he'd gone in and said, okay, well, I want to do a taxi cab. What forms do I need to fill out? What fees do I have to pay? Okay, here you go. Cut a check. Fill out that form. Fill out this form. Here you go. I'm obedient. I will be a servant to you. I'll do what you want. I'll collect your money. I obey. If he'd gone in and done that, he'd have probably been okay because he'd be paying his fee. He'd be paying his protection fee to the mob that we call government. But he didn't, so they went after him. But even if he'd gone in and paid the fee, and then he decided, well, I don't like these fees, and I don't like what's going on here in this government, and I'm going to run for office to change it, because that's what they told me to do in school. They told me if you don't like it, you can change it. Just run for office. So then he goes and he runs for office, and then all of a sudden the regulatory agency shows up, and they want to inspect his cab, and they want to find all kinds of problems with what he'd been doing, successfully, legally. It happens all the time. And so then all of a sudden, just to run for office, he's brought all this attention on his business, and now he's got to pay extra fines and get extra, you know, other things fixed he'd never had to fix before, and it's become an entire ordeal. Let alone some of the other nasty things that can happen during a political campaign. My girlfriend ran for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire back in 2007, and she has said she never wants to do it again. It was one of the most traumatic experiences of her life.
Targeted by the bureaucracy for some nonsense.
People calling her at work, harassing her at work, just awful.
Using terminology like bribery. I mean,
threatened. She was threatened with jail time. She was threatened with up to 7 years, 3 to 7 years in prison because she offered to give her paychecks away to the voters.
Well, yeah, the people that they took the money from in the first place.
Right.
Offered to give the money back.
And they threatened her with jail over it.
They're calling that bribery?
That's God, right.
That's just returning stolen property.
Use the system. It's designed to allow you to...
It's designed to keep the powerful and the rich in charge of the rest of us.
Exactly.
That's what it's designed for.
We need more people to get active and do something, and that's why I think the Free State Project is a major answer to all these problems. FreeStateProject.org to learn more about them. FreeTalkLive.com to hear more of us. In the meantime, between now and Monday night, see you.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.